भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter number 12 and Text number 11. Satvam samihitam adhasthiti janmanasham. Bhutehitam cha jagato bhavabandha moksha. वायुर्यथा विशतिखं च चराचरख्यं सर्वं तदात्मकतयावगमो अवरुंस्ते सह योर लॉर्डशिप त्वं द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड Samihitam, which has been created by you, Adaha, of this cosmic manifestation, Sthiti Janmanasham, creation, maintenance and annihilation, Bhuta, of the living entities, Ihitam cha, and the different activities or endeavors, jagataha, of the whole world, bhavabandha moksha, in being implicated and being liberated from the material complications. Vayuhu, the air, Yatha is Vishati, enters, come in the vast sky, cha and chara achara akhyam, and everything moving and non-moving, sarvam, everything, tat, that, atma kataya, because of your presence, avagamaha, everything is known to you, avarunste, you are all-pervading and therefore know everything. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, you are the supreme knowledge personified. You know everything about this creation and its beginning, maintenance and annihilation. And you know all the endeavors made by the living entities by which they are either implicated in the material world or liberated from it. As the air enters the vast sky and also enters the bodies of the non-moving and the all-moving and non-moving entities, you are present everywhere and therefore you are the knower of all. As stated in Brahma Samhita, ekopya saurachaitum jagadanda kotim yachaktirasti jagadanda chayayadantaha अंडांतरस्थ परमाणु चयांतरस्थम गोविंदमादिपुरुषम तमहं भजामि। I worship the personality of Godhead Govinda, who by one of his plenary portions enter into the existence of every universe and every atomic particle and thus manifests his infinite energy unlimitedly throughout the material creation. That is Brahma Samhita 5th chapter 35th verse. And ananda chinmay rasa pratibhavista bhista bhirya eva nija rupa kalataya bhi रूपतया कलाभिः गोलोक एव निवसत्यखिलात्मभूतो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि. I worship Govinda, the primal lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. Their companions are her confidants who embody extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. It is Brahma Sanhita, 5th chapter, 37th verse. Although Govinda is always present in his abode, Goloka Ivana Vasatya, he is simultaneously present everywhere. Nothing is unknown to him, and nothing can be hidden from him. The example given here compares the Lord to the air, which is within the vast sky and within everybody, but still is different from everything. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadandigam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Satvam samihitam adaha stiti janmanasham bhutehitam cha jagato bhavabandha moksho vayur yatha vishati kham cha characharaskhyam sarvatadatmakrita yavad avagamo avarunste. My Lord, you are the supreme knowledge personified. You know everything about this creation and its beginning, maintenance and annihilation. And you know all the endeavors made by the living entities by which they are neither implicated in the material world or liberated from it. As the air enters the vast sky and also enters the bodies of all moving and non-moving entities, you are present everywhere, and therefore you are the knower of all. So, Prabhupada quotes two slokas from Brahma Samhita, which are very essential to understand the same fact that how the Lord is the original creator, but he is also the maintainer and he is also the destroyer. But besides that, he is fully cognizant. Even though a person may forget what he did create or interacted with the material world. This forgetfulness is applied to all the created beings because they are captured in the three modes of material nature that make them forgetful. But the Lord, who is creator, He still remains aloof from His creation. By His own transcendental potency, He is always in its innate position of yogamaya, which is never to be tainted by the three modes of material nature in any condition. So, this fact is to be known before one may desire to see the Lord. Krishna specifies in Bhagavad Gita, He tells conclusively that manmanambhava madbhakta madhyaji mam namaskaru mame vaishyasi satyamte pratijani priyosine. One has to surrender through all the faculties, mind, intelligence, and body. That knowledge is obtained by taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, so He can put His thinking capacity on the Lord's words. The words are important. Shabda Brahman, words pertaining or explaining the absolute truth must be known. Without knowing the absolute truth, one cannot desire to see the Lord. Lord Shiva, therefore, He knows the specific feature of Lord Vishnu, and that also by hearing, because He doesn't have direct access to Lord. He is such a transformation of the Lord, which is through the agency of the three modes. The point here, that knowledge of the absolute truth is spoken by Lord Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. For that purpose, one has to put or repose his thinking power on the words of the Lord. Cannot misinterpret it. So, he said, Maya sakta mana partha yogam yujanma dashraya. So, asamshayam samagram mam yatha gyashyasi tasrunu. We have only ability to hear, and that if we desire, we can hear properly. For the purpose of knowing Him, yatha gyashyasi, by which we will be able to know the absolute truth, that process we have to apply. It's not taken for granted, yes, I'm hearing. But while hearing, we are doing so many things. Our mind is going away. So what kind of hearing is there? To know the absolute truth, one must hear properly. Now, what is that proper hearing? That Kapil Dev explains to Devahuti, Satam prasangam mamabhirya sambhida bhavanti radkarana rasayana katha tajyoshanavam apavargavartamani shraddharati bhakti anukramashyati. In the association with the devotees, we must hear. Without hearing from the devotees, we will not be able to hear properly. So we have to hear the devotees. And that also, such hearing should not be that taken for granted. But where the Lord's potencies, which are invested in the transcendental words, means Shabda Brahman, the transcendental sound vibration, that must penetrate to the heart through the ears. Radha Karana Rasayana Katha. The kathas are very potent, but how do we hear? That is the $64,000 question. And Kapil Dev tells Mother Devati how to hear. Such hearing, when it is radhangam, means invested in our heart of the consciousness, where the consciousness begins, means it should penetrate all our whatever the layers of material coverings we have over our consciousness. Only the holy name will remove the layers, and our consciousness will become clear, so we can hear. And what do we hear? The potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which are invested in the transcendental words. So, tajyoshanavam apavarganam vartamani. His ignorance will be removed and he will progress to apavarga, means liberation. Otherwise, we keep on hearing every day, and yet our apavarga, means path of liberation, is not open. Means we have to concentrate only on the hearing. More intensified hearing is there, more it should go within our heart of the consciousness, where the consciousness begins. Tajyoshanavam apavargam. The ignorance will be dispelled, and apavarga, not pavarga. We are keeping pavarga here, and we do not care for apavarga. You know pavarga in alphabets of Sanskrit? Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Pa means parishram, hard labor. Pa means phal, or the fruits. As soon as you get the fruit, you are in the bondage. So ba, bandhan. Then, anybody who is bound is always fearful. That is, bha means bhaya, and ultimately ma is mrityu. Right? So papa bha ma is pavarga. But here it is said apavarga. That proper hearing, which is going from the ear through those mellows of the katha exchange in our heart, at the core of our consciousness. That is the heart, not pumping heart. Core of our consciousness. Then the path of liberation is opened. That is apavarga, not pavarga. If that path of liberation is not opened, then we are stuck still under the effects of the three modes of material nature. So the association of the devotees is so much important. Not only that, hearing from the devotees is also very important. Then path of liberation is our aim, so we can remain in tune with the transcendental knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, asamshayam samagramam mam yathagyashasitrachshruvam. Maya Saktamana. When we are already accepting this particular fact, that we have to absorb our mind in thoughts of Krishna, because he is asking for the best welfare of ourselves, to make us out from the hell of ignorance. Manmana bhava, he is ordering us, it's a conclusive verse before we take outer shelter up to his manmana bhava, mad bhakta, madhyaji, become my devotee and worship me alone. Mam namaskuru. Always we have to pay obeisances to him, because that is a sign of surrender. Then he can say, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. And he is telling for the best of the welfare for all human beings, even the demigods. Māme vaiśyasi satyam te pratijāni priyos. Because all the souls, part and parcel of him, they are very dear to him. So the idea is that it's in that correlation that Krishna is exposing his own transcendental knowledge about himself. Not the Mayavadis who say impersonal. That kind of knowledge has never been glorified in Bhagavad Gita. Nahi jnane na sadrasam pavitram iha vidyate. Krishna is glorifying jnana, but not jnana according to you. Jnana is given by Krishna about himself and nobody else. So instead of knowing him, they don't want to know him, but they want to construe something or misconstrue something which is not approved by Krishna. And then they use the same words put back in mouth of Krishna and glorify their impersonal aspect. This is the Advaita philosophy. It is to cheat. Advaita philosophy is to cheat people, make them disbelieve in Krishna. Lord Shiva is praying here with full responsible knowledge that he has. This responsibility everybody should cultivate. That's why the sequences are explained ekopya saura chaitum jagadanda koti. Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. I am the origin of everything, and through me everything is expanded. Iti matva bhajante maam. Matva means, unless you have your mind absorbed in Lord Krishna's lotus feet, how would you be able to come to the even acceptance mentally that yes, Krishna is right? Bhajante maam buddha bhava samam. Buddha bhava means he is the real intelligent person. Otherwise, how can you verify your mental composure intelligently? Intelligence is given which is superior than mind. Mind is always having sankalpa, vikalpa, and intelligence is supposed to keep on verifying whether the mind is right or wrong. That is a discriminating faculty. And that intelligence is Krishna is always, putting forward. Vyavasayatmika buddhi eke turanandana. one pointed, one direction, resolute determination is called vyavasayatmika buddhi. Atmika buddhi, for the soul should be intelligent. It has the endowment by Lord Krishna. Then mind, intelligence and ego. But it should not be false ego. Ego is the identity. We are part and parcel. Daso ahamasmi. That is our natural position, occupational position. And we cannot think anything beyond it. Not aham brahmasmi. It's a misleading thing. Daso ahamasmi. Brahman can give you two either or all. Right? Means you are identical with the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, you are God yourself. That is an easy fall-off. It falls from the eternal sanatan status. If you think by Advaita philosophy that there you are the same as the Supreme Person, Supreme Brahman, then it's a false statement, a false conviction, and you are gone. So, yatha gyashasi tatsrum. The way you'll be able to know Krishna as He is, for that purpose, tatsrunu, Krishna is speaking, listen carefully. For the purpose that you will be liberated. Krishna doesn't have fun by talking for 1.5 hours to Arjuna before the battle of Krishna. I mean, Kurukshetra, whatever. That is not fun. It is very serious business. So the point is that Srila Prabhupada quotes two Brahma Samhita slokas on this basis that we have a uniform recognition of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but given by so many exalted devotees like Lord Shiva is describing, and Prabhupada is collaborating with Brahma Samhita, Brahma. Right? These are the two primary authorities. Right? I worship the Personality of Godhead Govinda, who by one of His plenary portions enter into existence of every universe and every atomic particle, and thus manifest His infinite energy unlimitedly throughout the material creation. There is no contradictions, but it is a supplementation of the same truth. But then Krishna is not impersonal. His energies are manifested to serve Him and His personality all the time. And this is the effect. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita tabhirya eva nija rupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasatya khilatma bhuto govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajan. Simply understanding the translation which is given by Srila Prabhupada, the realized devotee, we can meditate upon this absolute truth appearing in the personality aspect, not only alone, but how His variegated energies are also simultaneously manifesting. You can't separate Radha and Krishna. You can't separate His potency ladini shakti from His shaktiman. So Krishna is corroborating even in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, aksharadapi chottamam atha, he is beyond kshara and akshara. Dvamimo purusho loke ksharas chakshara evacha kshara sarvani bhutani kutastha akshara uchyate. Kutastha is a very unshakable position. That is called akshar position, not falling down. Kshara means falling prati. The three modes of material nature can drag us down and keep us always in the material world. It's called kshara prakriti. But beyond the kshara and akshara prakriti, Krishna says, I am superior to both. I am superior. Atha vedesha janati purushottama. That is, uttamaha purushastvanya paramatmityu dahrata. Uttama purusha. Krishna is expanded himself as the best of the purushas. We are false purusha. But he is uttama purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. But who enjoys whom? We are never enjoyed. I mean, we are not enjoying at all. We are ever enjoyed by the modes of material nature. And we think we are enjoyed. So it is false purusha. But akshara position of the soul can keep him intact in committing that mistake ever again, and he remains steady. He has to work hard to keep that akshara position, that he may not fall down. If you take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, you will never fall down. Otherwise, those impersonalists, that whimsically think that they have reached to the highest position, akshara position, they fall off. Why? Yanyera ravindaksha vimuktamaninaha tai astabhava avishuddha buddhaya aruhya kruchena paramapadam tata patantiyadha anada dishmadandraya. Those impersonalists, they think that by analytical study of this different coverings and getting rid of simply by intelligence use, okay, they can do so, and they can come up to the point of, say, whimsically thinking that they are liberated, but actually they are not liberated. Even though they think that they are liberated and establish themselves to the highest infallible position, kaivalya mukti. Kaivalya means he am alone, nobody else. That is kaivalya. Kaivalya. Self, only himself and nobody else. So, he comes down. Bhagavatam says he comes down, falls down. Why? Anadat yushmadangraya. Because he has neglected the lotus feet of the Lord, who are the shelter giving. A person without the shelter can always fall off. Can always fall off. They may think that they are liberated, but they have to depend upon something. If not spiritual, then they end up in material. So they fall off. It means serving the wrong master. And they keep on serving the wrong master even after they fall down. They come and do philanthropic activities. Food for life. No, I mean midday meal. Not what Prabhupada conceived, food for life. So, anyway, these are the things. Did you heard the latest? The government introduced, they already declared last year that besides the midday meal, every child should receive one egg. I heard the Ritvik said, we won't give the eggs, but we will give the money so you can purchase eggs. Yeah. So what is this, you know? It's called food for death. Spiritual death. They don't care for the soul. It's gone, or the spiritual movement is for spirit soul. Why they should be imposed to take care of material bodies, even in mode of passion and ignorance? We are not supposed to. We should take care in mode of goodness. If you call eggs in mode of goodness, then Krishna would have said so and to give him. But no. Anyway, the idea is that the discriminating intelligence is very important, and Krishna makes arrangement through the spiritual master, his bona fide representative. And we have to stick to that. And that will save us from deviating. Sri Guru Charane Rati Eisei Uttamagati. And whatever the aspiration to fulfill in our life is coming through that. Ye prasade sarva, pure sarva asha. So, everything depends upon how do we take the instructions of the spiritual master and execute. So, spiritual master always wants us to chant Hare Krishna and always remain absorbed in thinking of Lord Shri Krishna. He devises that by hook or crook he will make us think of Krishna and nothing else. Even our moods will get us beaten up, then we remember Krishna. It is so powerful that sooner or later we'll have to voluntarily surrender to Krishna. These are the devices Srila Prabhupada made. Everything available throughout the world. So, understanding the this particular verse of Brahma Sanhita, that I worship Govinda, the primal Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency Ladini. Their companions are her confidants who embody extension of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual rasa. That is called Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Why do we need Anand only for short time? You like to become miserable again? So, tasmat gurum prapadyeta jagyasu shreya uttamam for a long-term benefit of becoming happy, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Comments, Prabhus? Can you, do you have a mic? Yes. Jayadev Goswami. We should sing. Jayadev Goswami predated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are Vaishnavas, very profound Vaishnavas. Jayadev Goswami originated from Orissa. He was very much absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord, but he gradually develops the theme of the intimate relationships of Krishna and Radha towards the end. Astapadi is the creation which is daily sung in so many, South Indian temples. Even though they are Mayavadis, they love Astapadi. There is a custom to sing Astapadi when the deity greetings are going. That describes the pastimes of Lord Krishna with Radharani. And here Jayadev Goswami wrote Gita Govinda, where Astapadi is also embedded in. Jayadev Goswami is a very pure devotee, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reciting so many verses. In Jagannath Puri, Astapadi is all the time, being played, enacted by the Devadasis. They dance and sing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time was visiting Jagannath temple, and he was absorbed in the pastimes that was being described in this Astapadi of Jayadev Goswami, but it was sung by one Devadasi, and in the dancing mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not attracted by the Devadasi or her dancing, but the content of the description that Jayadev Goswami wrote, it's beautifully expressed, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was engrossed in these pastimes. Many a times we see there is a cultural adherence that even though there are no Devadasis left, but in the tradition of the Devadasis, Now the modern Odissi dance and Bharatanatyam and other things are being played on that. But everybody is attached to Ashtapadi Jayadev Goswami's, Gita Govinda in dancing, because it's not only popular, but it is very attractive towards the pastimes. Of course, everybody is not having access to understand the transcendental nature of the pastimes. But it has developed as a cultural aspect, and it is still being famous. Now, there is one incident in the life that is appreciated by the devotees of Krishna, and our god sister Yadurani made this beautiful painting, Of course, they say that Narayan Maharaj, gave her inspiration and to do some meaning out of it. But there is one verse it is describing the Manalila or transcendental anger of Radharani, and Krishna has no other choice but to surrender to her. But in surrendering mood, there is something else is there. That when Jayadev Goswami was writing this Smaragalar Khandanam Mama Sirasi Vandanam Dehi Tava Padapal Udaram Padapallava Udaram, and the entire action and the bhava or the features or the mood of this incident has been painted, depicted. It's in right connotation, but at the same time the explanation is needed. This is an intimate pastimes that has been described with a certified, explanation. And once Jayadev Goswami, during his composition of this Gita Govinda as the full text, because it has several things. Ashtapadi is a part of it. So during that time, the Manalila was being described, and he got stuck. He could not proceed to write further, because that was a conflict of bhava. Jayadev worshipped Lord Shri Krishna as the supreme master and everybody's servant. Now, in Manalila, Krishna gives up that mastership and ends up surrendering to Radharani to give up her anger. And he got stuck. He said, how can my master can ever beg forgiveness from his servant? So he got frustrated. He wants to get some rejuvenation. So his wife's name was Padmavati, and he hands over to the scroll and the pen and says, oh, I'm so frustrated, I cannot finish, and let me go and take bath in the Ganges, and I will get fresh. Krishna may become merciful and I might start. But he was stuck. And this is not the mood. And yet Krishna is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that yes, napareham, I cannot repay. And he was begging the gopis and Radharani especially. So he got frustrated. So he took his gamcha and went to the river. Meanwhile, Krishna immediately came, you know, in the same way, and taking the rupa of Jayadev Goswami, and said, "Hey, Padmavati, Padmavati, I remembered something. Okay, can you give me the scroll back?" And Padmavati said, he must have got his. He's a divine person, he's my husband, but yet you never know what mood. So she gave her it and wrote and then gave. Okay, thank you. Then he went to take the bath. Now, Padmavati says, "What was that? Let me read." And when she read, she fainted. And after some time, Jayadev returns and sees, he saw his wife fainted. And said, "What? What made it fainted?" So he shook her up and said, "Get up, get up, what is this?" And she got up. He said, "Oh," and then she fell at the feet of her husband and said, "My Lord, you are so great, so great." I said, "What? You wrote something." I said, "Did I write?" "No, I was totally exhausted." I said, "What did I write?" And he saw the stanzas were complete. And he immediately said, "I cannot write this. Krishna must have come." "So yeah, you came back. You came back and you wrote." "No, no, no, Krishna wrote it, not me." And he got fainted. So this was the verse which is celebrated in Gita Govinda. And smara garala khandanam. Smara means Kamadev. His pride was smashed by me, Krishna says. But mama sirasi vanda, I am bowing down to your lotus feet. Dehi tava padapan udharam. Please give me the shelter of your lotus feet. I said, "Who can write?" And he said, "By construction, mama means first person, the one who writes. If Jayadev had to write, it is not mama. He is tava." So this is the indication, and it develops a transcendental mood of ever joyful meeting in with the this what we call the syringe of tears are coming up. Syringe means when you spout and the tears are flowing. And a joyful one. You sprinkles. Tears are sprinkled. Have you got ever sprinkles of tears? Never. These are the tears of joy. When she is shown that, "My dear Lord, you can't beg your forgiveness for me, I'm your servant." So it is a kind of transcendental compromise. Krishna is begging and she says no. So that is called the divine couple. Who named it? I don't know. Maybe Rambhadra. No. He was very fond of, you know, distributing these pictures, and it was threatened because of legal action in New York. Without her permission, Jadurani's permission, he was distributing this. Of course, I also sold many. At that time, we were supposed to collect money for Turley case. So I sold at that time so many. But anyway, that was... So Jayadeva Goswami is appreciated very much as a transcendental poet, pure devotee, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, appreciation of him as a pure devotee. Also, because he is reminded by Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, the mood of Radha and Krishna during the transcendental pastimes. That was something that I read and understood. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.